New Jersey real estate headlines. NJ commission rates edge below national average at 5.20%. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in New Jersey is 5.20%. For New Jersey real estate professionals, understanding where local commission rates stand helps inform competitive positioning and client conversations. Review the full survey data at the source link to benchmark your own commission structure. New Jersey real estate headlines. Camden County property records now searchable online for NJ Real Estate Pros. The Camden County Clerk's Office has made property records from 1978 to present available through an online database that updates nightly. NJ real estate professionals can now conduct faster due diligence and title research without visiting the clerk's office in person. Access the database at the link below to streamline your Camden County property research. New Jersey real estate headlines. Ocean County Library offers free NJ property records access for real estate pros. Free access to statewide property records and maps, including ownership data, assessments, historical records from 1989 to present, georeference tax maps, zoning maps, and interactive GIS tools, is available at any Ocean County Library location. Real estate professionals can conduct due diligence, verify ownership history, assess flood and wetland risks, and generate property reports without subscription fees. Visit your nearest Ocean County Library branch to access this NJ-funded resource, /theoceancountylibrary.org/node528. New Jersey real estate headlines. NJ agents, how commissions work and who pays, Bankrate breakdown. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home sale price, and who bears the cost. NJ real estate professionals need clarity on commission structures to set client expectations and navigate negotiations in today's evolving market. Review Bankrate's commission guide to ensure your fee explanations align with industry standards. hmission.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commission/. New Jersey real estate headlines. NJ agents navigate commission rates and optimize earnings in a shifting market. A new guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in New Jersey, factors that affect them, and strategies agents can use to optimize their earnings while staying informed on legal changes and market trends. Understanding commission dynamics helps NJ agents price their services competitively and adapt to evolving regulations that directly impact their income. Review the full commission guide and earnings strategies at the link below. New Jersey real estate updates. NJ agents, how commission structures shape your bottom line. Bankrate breaks down how real estate agent commissions work, what they typically cost, and who pays them. NJ real estate professionals need clear-eyed understanding of commission mechanics to negotiate effectively and explain their value to clients in a competitive market. Review Bankrate's commission breakdown to sharpen your client conversations. https://bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commission/. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. a variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.